not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this TGIF, Thank God Friday, March 7th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate the history lesson from Pastor Chatfield. It's amazing how history has a tendency of repeating itself. If you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And some of it's not good. Maybe Zelensky should have studied a little bit of that history from 1793, what happened here in America. Maybe he would have acted different. However, I truly believe it was a blessing. Now he's going to come back humbled on his knees, begging Donald Trump, we're going to get a better rare earth minerals deal out of it. Basically, I think we're going to own their rare earth minerals in the Ukraine. We'll be partners. We'll be there, private contractors, providing protection to our companies, our businesses, the people that we choose to mine the rare earth minerals, bringing them back to America. If we can't use them all, we'll sell them on the open market to the people we want to sell them to. Computer chips, semiconductors, cell phones, computers, all of them use rare earth minerals in their chips, in the circuit boards, semiconductors, all of it, automobile industry. This may end up being the biggest rare earth mineral deal that the United States will ever enter into and prevent our enemies from being able to use them. I think that's what Putin was actually going for. Take back the Ukraine territory, incorporate it into Russia, and now we own those minerals. Well, God had a different plan. And I think it was proven in the White House. Donald Trump, the very next day, less than 12 hours, said, that's it. No more aid to Ukraine. We're cutting you off. Whoa. You think you can win this war on your own? Go for it. But you're not getting another dime from us. You're not getting any more of our military weapons. You're not getting anything from the United States. Talk to me the way you did in the Oval Office. Disrespect the Oval Office. Disrespect the President and Vice President of the United States. You're on your own, buddy. Good luck. Have a good life. Bam. Zelensky immediately put out an apology. I'm willing to come back. I'll sign whatever deal you want, whatever format, whatever terms are in it. I'll sign the deal immediately. then let you, Mr. President Donald Trump, tell me and the Ukraine people what you're willing to do for us. Played out, in my opinion, perfectly. And the Democrats, they don't get it. Why? Because they've never read his book. I've read that book, I believe, 14, 15 times. I think like Donald Trump because I know his book. And if you've never read the book, you don't know what he's doing. Art of the Deal. Get it and read it, and you'll know what Donald Trump's thinking is and how he negotiates deals. To him, this is a negotiation, pure and simple. America will win. Short break. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Joining us on this segment right now is mine and Vicky's Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you on this sunny Friday?
Man, I'm telling you, brother, I'm loving the vitamin D coming into the studio right now. Where do you stand on daylight savings time?
It just needs to be fixed one way or the other. Let's quit bouncing around.
Yeah, stop flipping back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter to me which way. Honestly, I don't care. Just let's just pick a time and stay there. It is complicated, though, and it's been brought up politically for a long, long time. Because some states are on it, some states are not. In Michigan, we've got, you know, two time zones. So it's not as cut and dried as you might think it is. But, yeah, it'd be nice to get that fixed federally.
Well, kind of interesting because it is federal control. However, they did give the states the right to opt out. I believe Arizona and Hawaii have. And Michigan almost did in 2021, I believe, back in the day when you were serving. Do you remember that transaction?
Yeah, 21 was the year after I was out.
But you were out in 20. That's right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
20. Yeah, but that's okay. It came up every single year. That legislation has been introduced continuously, and for whatever reason, it just hasn't gotten across the line. And a lot of it was blamed on it wasn't allowed federally, so it was irrelevant if we did anything at the state level or not. So maybe it'll get some legs now.
Yeah, it's got some legs. Definitely, Senator Albert is the one who put it forward for this
Tom,
year.
Tom Albert. Yeah, Tom Albert. Yep. I know Tom.
Yeah, I know you do. Well, I wanted to get your opinion on that because it is a story I covered, and I opened it up to the listeners for just a short, unscientific poll. I've never seen it. I had 87 responses, and all of them were in favor. Yes, let's stop doing this. Yeah, my heart can't take the change. So.
yeah. Well, it is. You probably talked about it, that there's actually statistics that there are health issues relating around the daylight savings time and the time change. So, that's a real issue. That's a real thing. And
part of that study that I mentioned was car accidents, industrial accidents, high-load drivers, heart attacks, strokes, hospital emergency room visits. I mean, it's fact that it happens. And part of that, of course, made me think of you because of car accidents and then having claims coming potentially this coming Monday.
We'll get a handful of claims, company-wide. I'm sure there'll be a tiny little uptick if it's even measurable, but things do happen because of fatigue and stress and the change, and people are rushing, and it just causes chaos that's unnecessary. But the claims process, Farm Bureau is pretty straightforward. We're really fast on this for the most part, and for the majority of claims, we deal with just a handful of adjusters. You have a claim in your house, you're gonna have an adjuster that comes out and looks at it. Generally, they're going to get you some compensation very quickly. Typically, it'd be like 50%. You had a flooded kitchen, you're going to get about 50% or so. And then upon completion of the project, you get the rest of the reimbursement. Remember, insurance is not, created and not designed, and the intent is not to make you money. It is to make you whole. And sometimes that gets confusing for folks.
Well, on that point, and both automobile claims that I've had to do, amazing how you guys allow the insured to talk directly to the adjuster.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They contact me like an hour after you submitted the claim for us on the Jeep, for example, the most recent one. That adjuster called me like an hour later and said, okay, basically I got the claim in from your agent, Tristan Cole. Just quickly explain to me what's going on and where do you want to take it? And it was like, boom, 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 answer the questions. Yeah. And she called the shop and authorized the payment. I mean, it was just amazing how quickly that took place.
Yeah, Farm Bureau is like I said, in the vast majority of claims are very straightforward, and reimbursement, at least partial reimbursement, is sent out in under 10 days, generally faster than that. Sometimes so quickly that there has to be adjustments made, because they send that check out so fast,
right?
Which is really good. If there's big losses, big claims, I try to go out to those locations, meet the adjuster there if necessary, and walk the insured through, walk my client through the process. If there's any problems, I advocate on behalf of making the process work as smoothly as possible.
Sure. You're talking especially when it comes to these collapsed roofs and all these homes. I had a friend he called me. He said, Randy, you know, the trees that are leaning over near your house? He goes, well, we had one too. It just came through the great room. Yeah. And he said, I wish I'd been dealing with Tristan. I'm going to just tell it like it is. Al told me flat out. He said, I've had State Farm forever. And he said it took 3 days for somebody to show up with a tree right through his great room, right through the roof, right into the great room, hanging down. They had to go to a hotel. He turned the heat up, hoping that the pipes wouldn't freeze. He turned water off. He did all kinds of stuff. It took 3 days for State Farm to show up.
Yeah, that's, I mean, unless they were super heavy, that just sounds like a long time for them to get out there in a catastrophic situation like that. But, you know, advice I would give to anyone out there, regardless of who insures your property and your personal items, take pictures, lots and lots of pictures, video, document everything. You know, for in the case of something through the roof, I mean, if you're able to take all the pictures and then you can, you know, take that thing out of there and get a tarp on it to stop any further loss.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what he
does.
Did.
That does lay on the responsibility of the homeowner to stop further loss if and when possible.
Yeah.
But photo document everything. I can't stress that enough. And then obviously keep all receipts. You know, if you got to go grab a hotel, you know, make sure you keep all those receipts because typically and in general, those will be all reimbursed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one other thing that people need to understand, too, and this is important, I think, is when accidents happen, you know, car accidents or, mm-hmm. you know, somebody bumps into your vehicle or, like you say, a tree comes through your roof. The most important part, in my opinion, is knowing your agent personally, where you know you can give them a call and say, hey, this just happened. I'm freaking out. What should I do? I mean, that personal relationship is really important.
Absolutely. And I've dealt with in the last couple of weeks people that have never made a claim that called me kind of in a panic. And if nothing else, I'm able to, you know, talk them through the process, get them calmed down, let them know that it's going to be all right. This is why you have insurance. And then lay out the process. And you know, I can submit the claim or, you know, I give them, you know, the 800 number and they call in and they can initiate the claim. And that is actually really helpful because, one, I get an email instantaneously when a claim is made. But then the details are from them to the claims department. And so we don't miss anything. And that firsthand account is so important, all those details.
Yeah. Well, in that process like you described, you know, especially elderly people that have never had a claim, nothing's ever happened, some of them probably don't even know what to do and how the process
Correct.
Even works.
Yep. And that's what I'm here for. That's why I give my cell phone number out to my clients. You know, if you've got something going on, I'm going to do my darndest to make sure we get you taken care of and you know, the damage stopped as much as possible and walk you through things. You know, I pride myself in customer service from that standpoint. And, you know, Etta, my daughter that works here in the office as well, has the same mindset. That is our commitment to folks is to help taking care of people when they're having a real bad day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number to his office in Bel Air. It is 231-533-6489, or you can go online, Tristan Cole, his name, T-R-I-S-T-O-N, Cole, C-O-L-E.com. That website goes directly to his office. You can see the phone number, the address, give him a call. He'd love to talk to you about insurance. Mm-hmm. One other thing, Tristan, that I did want to talk about, explain the difference to some people. I had a lady, she was up in the UP. She called me freaking out. She said, I've heard you talk about this before. She said a pregnant deer, a big doe, ran in front of her vehicle. She hit it. It rolled up over the hood, through the windshield. She was okay. The airbag actually protected her when it went off and protected her from the broken glass. But she's like, my insurance agent is saying my vehicle is totaled mm-hmm. and that I have to pay the, I believe she said, $1,000 deductible for collision. And you've said in the past that a deer accident falls under comprehensive deductible.
Correct. Yes.
Can you explain that difference to people?
Yes. Yeah, so comprehensive is basically, think of that as running into a you know, a deer running into you, or, you know, a car deer collision, animal collision. Had a recent claim where a lady was following a road truck and a piece of ice fell off, probably the scraper blade, and ended up, you know, while it was still moving and they were moving down the road, she ran it over and did some severe damage to the fan and some of the undercarriage of the vehicle. That was also treated as a comprehensive claim, where collision is generally collision with a fixed object, like you back into a tree in your driveway, and or a collision with another vehicle. So there's another vehicle involved.
Got it.
So that's generally the differences. And, you know, there's different deductibles that are set up for each of those. There's a comprehensive deductible that's also covers glass breakage as well on the comprehensive side. And then there's the collision side. Generally, people will run a lower deductible for comprehensive and a higher deductible for collision because the likelihood of an actual crash with another vehicle, they feel that they're a safer driver. And so they're willing to have a higher deductible there. And then with a comprehensive, you know, you need a new windshield. I generally set deductibles at about $250 on that's where we start for the comprehensive side for the policies that I write. We can go zero, we can go 1,000, we can, you know, do 500. There's a lot of options there. Just depends on how much the individual wants to self-insure for damages to their property.
Right. Well, I like my comp. I believe you have me at $100 for my deductible.
Yep.
Because it's not that much more savings, you know, to go from 250 down to 100. I mean, we're talking a couple of bucks over 6 months, so it's worth it. You know, especially that deer collision. That's the thing I want people to understand. That is, if you're not hitting another vehicle or a fixed object. This is a deer, and you get the benefit. Act of God, and it's a cheaper deductible doing it that way.
Yeah, it's all in the tolerances and the risk tolerances for folks. And, you know, are you able to write that higher deductible and self-insure for, you know, a bent bumper? Or are you going to make a claim for that bent bumper? Everyone is different on that. I'm encouraging people to you know, increase their deductibles, particularly on homes, and self-insure to a greater extent and utilize the insurance for catastrophic losses. And sometimes there's some questions between, you know, is the roof leak covered on my house? Well, roof leaks are a maintenance issue, not an insurance issue, unless there was damage that caused the leak. Mm-hmm. However, that water intrusion, that leak, the damage inside, is often covered, almost all, you know, 100% of the time will be covered by insurance, that water damage, but not the leak itself.
Right, exactly.
So there's kind of splitting hairs, but it can be frustrating to folks when they think, you know, my homeowner's insurance is going to cover that, it's going to fix my roof, it's going to fix the drywall. Well, the roof issue may be a maintenance issue, not a, you know, catastrophic, unpredictable loss. So it's probably predictable.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you want his screenshot information, the phone number, the website, again, just text me TC for Tristan Cole, and I'll send you the contact. Reach out to him. Get an insurance checkup. Have them go over your deductibles, everything we talked about today. And greatly appreciate you coming on and sharing all that information with us, Tristan.
Yeah, thank you. I just encourage people not to wait to the last minute coming up to their renewals. You know, give us some time to work through things so we can get coverages correct. And everybody have a great weekend.
Yes, you too, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
On the hour news break of hour number three, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.